you have to take the place of Cyber-Tarsus. They were holding today that Kuf Lamed. We're trying to delay things till Cyber-Tarsus shows up, but he's not showing up apparently on time. So we move. Yeah, we move to our dear president, who will give us a punt on the Heligaberet.
Punt on the Heligaberet.
אז רואה על החיים והקיבה נוהגים בארץ ובחוץ לארץ לפני הבית ושלות לפני הבית. As I mentioned yesterday, one of the 24 Matmeis Kahuna, even though it consists of three items, but it's only one of the Matmeis in the list of 24, is the Zroa v'lechayayim v'keiva that is given from Chulin, specifically. Somebody who shucks a regular animal. And it is only a Noheg v'chulin, as we'll see in a moment, but it doesn't matter whether it's in Eretz Yisrael, Chutzlar, Tzniyabai, Shlop Tzniyabai. Again, this is part of the formula for the various parochim. V'chulin av'lo b'mukadashim. And the truth is, that the person who's not familiar with the pasuk would have thought the opposite. Shaya b'din, he would have said to himself, but it's a kavah chomer. I mean, if chulin, that you have no other chiyuvim, you don't have a chiyuv like the chaz of the shok, like you would have by bringing a shlomim. And nonetheless, it's a chayavim b'matanot for chulin. I mean, kachim, where we know we have the special matanot that are given from that same animal, that you would have shechted as chulin, and you bring it now as a shlomim, and you're chayav and chaz of a shok. So for sure, you know, din shechayavim b'matanot, but certainly it should still have its chiyuvim to give from what it would have had as a chulin. So you'd have to give the zroa l'chayayim the keva besides the chaz of a shok. Therefore, to make it clear, Talmud Lomar, the Torah says by the chaz of a shok that ten otam li'aron ha'kohenu levanat l'chok olam. Only them, otam, and nothing else. I mean, only the chaz of a shok. Ein lo ela masha amur b'inyan. Only what is said here in Vayikra, not what's said in Torah. Kol ha'kodashim shekadam mumkov. Now, in terms of defining, when we say the difference between chulin and mukdashim, we have to clarify what exactly is meant by mukdashim. Because the truth is, mukdashim, even after we're paid of them, if they were originally Kedushas Mizbeach, retain their Kedusha. There's got to be a lot of dinim. You're allowed to eat them, but they're still called Mukdashim, and perhaps there would be still potter in the Zroa L'chayayim Nekeva. Actually, it depends what type of mum it was, and where this mum, at what point the mum was Nefel. Was there a mum before you were Makdashim? If there was, then such Kachim is only Kedushas Berekabayim. Is the mum after you made it Kodesh? In that case, even when you're Poded, it still retains elements of its Kedusha. Therefore, comes the mission now to explain what we mean when we distinguish between Chulin and Mukdasha, because we have this middle stage of a Kodeshim that you were Poded. So, Kol HaKodeshim Shekadam Mum Kavu Alei Kedeshan V'Nivdu. If you originally made them Kodesh when they already had a mum, so they weren't Royal Mizbeach. And therefore, they only had Kedushas Berekabayis on them. Once you're paid to them, they have a din of Chulin Gemurim. And therefore, they're Chayavim in Bechor, they're Chayavim in the Matanot being the Zroa L'Chayayim V'Keva, that's the name that we use for them. Stam, Matanot, these three things. The Yotzin L'Chulin L'Igazez V'Layaveit. Once you make them Chulin, you're even allowed to use them to work in your field. Or you're allowed to use them to grow wool and to sell the wool. V'ladan v'chalvan mutar le'achat hegyanam. And after you were poded them, you are allowed to utilize their vlad. You're allowed to use their chalav. This is not true in a case where you would be paid the actual kachim at kedushas haguf from Mizbeach, because we learn not from rak b'cholavat nafshakat tizbach v'yachalta. So the Gemara darshins tizbach and v'yachat basar actually. So tizbach would not the vlodis and not the cholov, just the achalta basar. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to in a case where the mum had come afterwards. But here, that kadam mum kavua like deshan, they are completely chulani. You can even drink the milk from them, use the blood oath, and so on. Hashochtan bachutz, and if before you were paid to them, you shechted them bachutz, then you would be potter, because you're only chayev in shchutei chutz on something that would be mitkabel bifnim. Now, of course, here this is a little strange, because lechera, it doesn't matter whether the mum came afterwards or the mum came before. If you're shechted bachutz, it's not royally karev bifnim. So what do I care? Why does the Mishnah say this is one of the characteristics of kodam mum anatatesha? And if Ekdesha would have come first, and now it's a balmum, and I shechted bachutz, you're telling me I go take a korban that's missing a leg, I can't bring it on the mizbeach, I'm going to be chayev for shechutei chutz? That's not true. So what does the Mishnah mean? Why does it say dafka were kodam mum anatatesha? So as we will see, the case over here is referring to dafka, not mumen like missing a foot. Of course this wouldn't be true, because then no matter when the mum came, I wouldn't be chayav. It's talking about dokin shebe'ayin. And it's going alibet Rabbi Akiva. Remember that alibet Rabbi Akiva dokin shebe'ayin im alu lo yerdu. If they were put on the mizbeach be'iser, they're left on the mizbeach and they become lachmei shel mizbeach, as opposed to a behema that has a mum that is evident, since it's imolu lo yerdu, so it is shayach to the mizbeach. So it's called mitkabel b'fnim, even though it's b'diabad. And therefore, if it hadn't been that the dokin shebe'ayin were there first, before the hekdesh, you would have indeed be chayach. But now, since the dokin shebe'ayin were there, the hekdesh was never chal. It was only kedusha ha-berek ha-bayit, and not kedusha ha-guf. There's never a chiyah for shkut echutz on kedusha's berek ha-bayit. And now, dear President, I will take you up on your offer. Ein deima mitzvah b'shaita. Thank you very much indeed. Ve'ein osim t'mura, since they have no kedushas haguf, there's no din of t'mura on them. And imetu, if they die before you had a chance to be paid to them, there's no problem. You can be paid to them now, even though obviously you wouldn't be able to do the same for behema that was kadosh kedushas haguf, because it says veher mid veher rich hakohen, and something which is dead cannot be made for ha'arocha. Obviously, this tana holds that kedushas berek habayis does not require ha'amada ha'arocha, and therefore, if they die, you can be told of them. All of this is said except for, thank you so much, all of this is set for normal kachem that you made them kadesh by saying hareze, whatever, ayla, or so on, but not for a bechor and maaser. Because if an animal was born with a mum as a bechor, then it's kedushas haguf. It's me, believe it or not. I don't know what this is. Hello. No? To tell Fini about Shabbat, because I'm going to answer you. Oh, that's right. I didn't know you. 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 It doesn't matter, well, one way or the other. What's that, you know? As long as it's ma'akev chalos kedusha is what we're talking about.
That could be a moon that it was moon.
Of course, that's the pashtus. But it's a mice, it's ma'akev kedusha, and whatever would be ma'akev kedusha would be. Now. But the thing is this, that in the case of bechor and meiser, it doesn't matter. Because the Torah says specifically, even by Meiser, it says, Lo yivaker ben tzayiv l'ra. Lo yivaker ben tzayiv l'ra means that whatever animal comes out, even if it's ra, meaning it has a mum, it's also Kodesh Kedushas Meiser. So there's a Torah, Bechadish Kedushas Aguf, Afilu, in a case of Mumin Kodmin. So there you wouldn't be able to say any of these things that we just said, because it's as if the Mum was Neifel afterwards. And what is the din where the Mum falls after the Ektation? Kosher Kodam Ektation et Mumam O Mum Over Kodam Le'Ektation. Either, it makes no difference to us whether the Hekdesh came before the Mum Kavua, or even if there was a Mum Over that fell before I made it Kodesh. Because I can make an animal Kodesh with the Kedushas HaGuf if it has a Mum Over. Then if it becomes a Mum Kavua, if it's another Mum Kavua, it'll still be the same as Kodem Hekdesh as Mumah. So there is very different, because if I go and I'm paid to them at that point, Vinivdu, so first of all, if that animal is a female and it has a child, a son, spotem and abachar. If I shech that there is no chiyuv to give the zorah l'chayim and vakeva, so spotem and amatanot. When I'm paid to it, enon yatzin l'chumim l'gazez v'layavet, I'm not allowed to use it for working in my field or for selling it. It's a wool. And vladan v'chelban asur, the child, the cholav, is not usable. It all retains, in terms of that, it retains elements of its kedusha. Even liyakar pidyona, and if I shecht it b'chutz before the pidyon, I would be chayav, even though it has a mum. Now, obviously, this means only if it has a mum in Dokin Shabayim. So therefore, it's mitzkabel b'fnim. If I brought it up in Mizbeach, I don't take it off in Mizbeach. I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. Otherwise, it would be another problem. I wouldn't be chayim on shkutz b'chutz because it's ainu mitzkabel b'fnim. But the Dokin Shabayim, it's called mitzkabel b'fnim as long as imalu lo yedu. The osin tzmura, and therefore, since it has kedushas haguf on it before I'm paid to it, it can make a tumura, and imesu yikavelu. If it died, there's no way for me to be paid it anymore. Because ein podina eta kodashim achilam leklavim, and I mean I can't even be paid it in a case where there's no hamad of arocha. So for two reasons, I wouldn't be able to be paid it. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah proclaimed that the only reason that there's no chiyuv of matanis for a kachin is because the osam attain osam li'aron ulavanav, right? But if it hadn't been for that, I would have said, oh, it's a kavu chayim. If chulin is chayim, kol shekin kachim are chayim in matanis. So time of the kachin rachmana osam. Allah v'achi hava v'hine kachim chayavim b'matanot. Why? Kavachom is not really a good Kavachom. Ikal HaMitzvah, I could easily have showed you that Kavachom from Chulin isn't good, because I could say, Ma'ala Chulin Shken Chayavim B'Bechorah. Since I know that Kachim is not Chayav in Bechor, because I learned it out from the Pasuk Bikorcha, the Tzomecha, it has to be your book or your tzom. So I say, okay, you know why Chulin is Chayav in Matanais? Because it's also Chayav in Bechorah. The kachin, where if this animal gives birth to a bechor, I won't be chayav to take a bechor. So there, I'm not chayav to take off matanis. So how could you learn out, even without the pasuk of otam, etzin otam la'aron, how could you learn out, why would you have thought that you have a kal v'chomer just because chulin or chayav and matanis, therefore kachin is chayav and matanis? It's not true. Mala chulin, then chulin is more chomer when it comes to these things. Shekin chayavim bibchorah. Well, okay, you know, I could make a kal v'chomer from male animals. Forget about the females for a moment. Take a zohar. I'd say, now, this zohar obviously cannot have a b'chor. No way for it to have a peterer, right? So it's potter from b'chor anyway. Okay, so there you have chulin that's potter from b'chor, kachim that's potter from b'chor, the chulin is chayav matanis. The kachim should kachim the chayav matanis. If I bring a carbon shlomim, a zohar, I have a kal v'chomer. But if I need a parsnip, what's the problem? No, I could still say, wait a second, Zechorim have wool, and Kachim is not chayev in Reishis HaGeis, only because I'm not even allowed to take the gaze from Kodesh. It says Geis Tzonecham. I can't shear a sheep. So I can't shear a sheep, obviously there's no sheep of Reishis HaGeis by Kodesh. So I'll say, here I have a Zoka of Kachim, and you're trying to tell me, give them Atanas, it's a Kalvachayimah from Chulin, Chulin Tzchayim Rosh. I said, wait a second over here. Chulin Tzchayim and Reishis HaGeis, Kodesh is not Tzchayim and Reishis HaGeis. So there was more Atanas by Chulin. So what kind of Kalvachayimah? So I don't need it even for the case of the Zoka. Okay, fine. Reishis HaGeis, how about Tayashi? Take a goat. Never saw wool on a goat. So there you go, a male goat. I'm now about to bring this male goat as a korban shlamim, and somebody says, oh, if it was chulin, you'd have to give matanis. Why don't you have to give matanis for kodesh? Kodesh can't give matanis. What are you going to do then? That's where I need the pasuk of usam. No. Because I could still say, what's the kal v'chomer? If this animal were chulin, then I'd have to take off my isur from it. And there was another one of the matanis. Now that it's Kadesh, I don't have to take off the Meiser from it, because Meiser, it says, Yihyeh Kadesh. Velosha Kadesh Kfar. So this thing is already Kadesh. Therefore, what's the Kal v'chomer? Chulin is more likely to be Chayav than Kodesh is in the matanis. Okay. How about Zechorim Tayashim that are also Zekenim, meaning they've already been Meiser. Once they've already been Meiser, last year they were Meiser. So what are you going to say? Well, if they were Chulin, they would have been Chayav and Meiser. No, they wouldn't have been Chayav and Meiser. Okay, but Zekenim, Malu Zekenim, Shekin, Nichnesu, the dear Ligitaser. I mean, fine, so they're not Chayav now, but they were obviously, at one point, they were more Chayav. You were yearning to the Chayav. But they were more Chayav than Kachim. So since they had to be put into the Dir L'Hitaser, that's why I'm Chayav as Chulin in the Matonis. Mashen came by Kachim. I shouldn't have to. Okay, wait a second. Hold on. How about if I have a Tayash, who's a Zohar, that I buy? If I buy it, it's not Chayav in Meiser at all. It's only because of its own chah, but there are with you, not things that you go ahead and purchase. You're not supposed to now and meiser them. And I have a better question. How about if it's an orphan? Yes, this poor orphan animal. You certainly wouldn't want to put it in that deer l'hitaser, right? So why is that? How is an animal an orphan, first of all? This brings us back to the Pirates of Penzance. I mean, you have this 80-year-old guy, you know, and he's telling the pirates, how can you steal my daughter the way I'm a poor orphan boy?
He was lying. He admitted.
No, at 80 years old, it's likely that you'll be an orphan. So what are we saying, that these poor animals shouldn't be sized and nice as orphans? We already saw this before, that an orphan means that the mother died at birth, so there's no takas imay at all. But there's no takasimai, that fahim is not really recordable. Because of it, we understand that the takasimai means there has to be a moment at which it was takasimai. Okay. So in a case where you've got an animal that's not chayvan reishis hageis, because it doesn't have any, it's a goat. And it's not chayvan b'chora, because it doesn't have where to have a baby from. It's a male. And it's not chayvan meiser, never was, because it's a poor orphan. Or because it was purchased from someone else.
Why is that? Isn't it mine?
Yeah, okay, we'll wait till that's already not our sugya.
There is a yeshiva, so a person who has a big herd.
Yeah.
So just before Masa, he sells his herd to his
neighbor. I know, you could do that.
And the neighbor will sell his herd.
And you think that isn't done?
would be
the profit.
And the whole herd and sells his herd before
Masa.
Already heard about it.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Says the Gemara, okay, fine, that happens to be a particular animal that was bought, a particular animal that was an orphan, I mean, but the type of animal, mala minam, the minam is an epistle of Birlitaser, right? Ah, come on, if you're going to ask be minam, so kachim is also minam. I mean, then already, now you're really, I mean, this is going too far. Because what are you going to say? The chulin, at least the minam, they would, so, and if it's kodesh, all of a sudden it's a different species. So it's the same thing. Kachim nami, b'minam, nichvatsim l'dir l'yitaser. So therefore, we can always find a case that we need otam. So otam has to come to Tommy, a case where there would be a kal v'chomer, because after all, these things are potter. Anyway, it's chulin from Maisa. Potter anyway from Reishis Hagez, and potter anyway from Bechera, and the chayiv in matanis, kol shekein, they should be chayiv in matanis, is kachim, comes along the Torah to tell me otam, that only the chiyuv of chaz of a shok is chal on kachim, and not the chiyuv of Reishis Hagez. But now that we've proved that, why can't we turn the thing upside down and say that now it becomes a kal v'chomer that chulin should be chayav and chaz of a shok? Because we should say yeh chulin v'chayavim v'chaz of a shok v'kal v'chomer. If kachim that are not chayav in the matanot are nonetheless chayavim and chaz of a shok, chulin which are even chayavim the matanot, in a din shechayavim the chaz of a shok, shouldn't they certainly be chayav in the chaz of a shok?
That's
what they always cited about those darn corn and their walk off and everything. Start talking about the percentages that they come in there. They present themselves as these poor guys, always putting envelopes on the table, claiming they need this, they need that.
Working in the cold and barefoot.
Yeah,
cold. Cold and the heat is unbelievable.
The money we have to pay just to keep the base hamoke going, to keep their toesies warm.
Sounds like electric company workers.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably the closest thing to get a sense of the resentment of Shara. Oh my God! It's interesting that also the Chashmal is the Merkava is the Mesamigdash.
I can't remember this week when a person who worked with the surveyor for 13 years and he said, "Ani lo yacholti yoter lamod bakol lamod b'shemesh
nafik." Yeah.
He actually
said, "So how do we know that Chulin is potter from Chaz of a Shok?" Because by the din of the matonis, it says the zehiye mishpat akani meyetzokei hazevah. What hazra alachayim nekevah? Zeh only this, nothing else. Zehin miriachin yelo. Oh, so you're telling me the only reason I know that chulin is potter from this because of a shok is because of the pasuk of zeh and alavak if not I would have thought that it's a good call for chaymer. To learn out chulin from kachim, how many chulin chayim from chazav shok? How could I do that? If they would have been chayim with chazav shok, I would have had to. It's called the chazeh hatznufa. I have to do tznufa, don't I, on chazav shok? Where am I going to do the tznufa? Tell me exactly where to do the tznufa. Echol Nintino. Am I going to do the tznufa in the middle of Shuk Machan Yehuda? Yavroi. I mean, it says Mifnei Hashem. Shuk Machan Yehuda. Probably doesn't smell good enough to be with Nayasha. And E, Agavoy, what are you saying? Bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. You're being Maya Chulin La'azorah. How can you bring in something that's Chulin in order to do Tanufa La'Hashem? I mean, that's horrific. This, by the way, is an interesting question. Is the Isra Chulin La'azorah Stam Hatmasa of Chulin? And is that the Arisa? Even Achilas Chulin Ba'azor. Achilas Chulin Ba'azor we have from the Pasuk and so on. But where do we get that this one? I mean, we have to get the Arisa, otherwise we can't say that I wouldn't need the Pasuk to tell me. Because I'm figuring this out myself. The Tosfos brings Arisa from you. This is the third, you see that any Hatmasav Chulin into the Azor is considered to be Asur B'di Arisa. So then he asks the obvious question. So why is it mutter for Kohanim to use Osem Ketchup? Right? Osem ketchup is chulin, and yet it says the ferish in the pasuk, just like it said when Moshe Rabbeinu had to take priyei sadar, but that meant a yanaver esrog according to Chabad. So too, when it says lamashka, it means with osem ketchup. So if that's the case, how is it shayach therefore to bring this into the Beis HaMikdash lamashka? So Tosfos answers a very interesting thing. He says that the inyan of bringing the Isser, of bringing in, is to bring in Derech Kiddush. to do. So bringing it in, if it has something to do with the service. So if I would be doing snufa, it's kolon mamish. Remember what I'm waving now as a daughter of something shall hold. That's a pagam already in Hafamasa's Chulun Lazar. But this is a whole new dimension. I think it's very kedai to register.
So the moral of the story is when the colonies take everything they have, go into the condiment business?
Don't go? Go into
the condiment business.
Go into
it.
So according to that, I could bring my Heinz into
it? Heinz, it says Lemoshcha. Derech Gedula. Derech Shamalot. No. Moshcha means Derech Gedula. Gedula means it has to have a good taste. It has to be something you bring for the Malach.
Can I just
look at
one of my favorite Tosafot? The Gemara says that they should eat the chardal, because that's their melucha. The Tosafot says if the Kohen doesn't like chardal, he doesn't have to put on the chardal.
I gather you don't like chardal, that's why you bring it. You find this so fascinating that you don't like chardal? That's what I thought. So therefore, if this is the case, there's no way for me to bring my chazav v'shok of chulin, because I can't possibly do tenufa. So why do I need the pasuk to tell me that chulin is potter from chazav v'shok? So elo zeh lo amali. Oh, the truth is that zeh comes to tell me a completely different halacha, a very interesting halacha. What would be the din if you take the chazav v'shok, you take the chazav v'shok and the matnes kuhuna, and you destroy it. Instead of giving to the kohen, you destroy it. Can you be sued? So since it said zeh, it means as it is, it goes to the kohen. Lemaisa, if you destroy it, they do not have a right to sue you. Because then it's not here in order for them to get. And that's the pshat. Rav Chisda says, "Hamazik matnos kuhunah." For that matter, even if you eat them, potter milashalim, because since it says zeh, it means as they are. Zeh always means I'm pointing to it.
And if it's always that specific thing,
If it's not there, then it means that there was a Messiah to make it up in some way by paying for it. Gufa, let's take a look at that for a moment. I'm Rav Chisda. "Hamazik matnos kuhunah, osha aflam potter milashalim." My time. So before we had our little analysis here in the sugya, we asked, why does Rav Chisda say this? So Ibai Semidichtiv Zeh. One approach is because of the Zeh that we just learned. The Ibai Semidichtiv Zeh. Mamon She'in Lo Tov'im. Wherever you have money that doesn't have a specific owner, nobody can initiate the suit. Because if this person would have come and he would have said, "Where's the matanah that you were going to give me?" I said, "I was not going to give it to you. I was going to give it to Joe." If Joe comes, he says to Joe, "Actually, I was thinking of giving it to Shmo," and so on. So who's going to serve? So Mamela Momon Shein Lo Tovim cannot be collected. There's no class suit because since each person doesn't have the kayak, you can't create a kayak by putting everybody together. The truth is that there's a lot of discussion about that particular issue. Because the naftamina would be, if that's the only problem, that it's a class action, so then there would be a major naftamina, because Zeh is telling me there's not even a chiyuv. Momer Shein Lo Tovim means nobody can get out of you in court, but if you're a mensch, and you have a fee of legislation, you stole something from somebody. If the problem of Momer Shein Lo Tovim is not because we don't have a mechanism of class action, but rather because that shows that Lamaisa, there was no violence, so then even according to that, you wouldn't be fee of legislation. And the truth is, that's the Marcus Rishonim. The Ron holds there's no fee of legislation. According to both Lashon. However, other, the Rush, for instance, all it depends on the Lashon here. If it's because of Zeh, so it means it was Bechlal, no, it simply is not Chav. If it's because they're not Chav, then you should have a Chiyuv Lotzei Shidei Shamayim. Now, by the way, I want to point out, Lotzei Shidei Shamayim is not the same thing as Midas Chasidus. There may be a Chiyuv of Midas Chasidus, even if there's not a Chiyuv Lotzei Shidei Shamayim, where a person feels
that on his Mashreika, he should see to it that if he was meant for something that he wanted to give to the Kayanim, was meant to be given to the Kayanim, he should make it up to them. But that's a personal decision. Whatever, that's a personal decision.
It's the same with
We're going to get to it. We're going to get to that. So there, we'll see that there's an opportunity. There's really three darages here. It's four, actually. There's money that you owe Mitzad HaDin and can be Mitzad HaDin. There's money that you owe, but there's nobody who could be Tovea it. And there would be a Chiyav of Tachlumin, B'Day Shemar, Motzei Shidei Shemar. Then there's money that B'Chlal isn't even owed Mi'ikar HaDin, which could be Mamash HaTovim, certainly is that. And then it would be a personal decision as to whether you would want to pay it or not. So time is Rav Chisda.
So he does
that. No, if it's there, there's not even a mitzvah. He ate it, so now there's no fear.
He's gone, so now he's...
It's gone, it's gone. Torah wasn't Mechayev. Maybe. The day he mishpat ha-kohanim, melamit shamandatu, ma'amata no din. This is amazing. Here it says just the opposite. Here it says, and this shall be the mishpat for the kohanim. Mashma, that the matanot are mishpat. Mishpat means Beit Mishpat, no? So it does, what does that mean? Lamai, when you say the matanot are a din, what do you mean? Lamai yotzeta. Lav lo tziyan b'dayanim doesn't mean you can take it to the Beit Mishpat. That should be the Mishpat HaKohanim. No, it doesn't mean that. It means Mishpat is a cholkan b'dayanim. Somebody has got to make the decision who gets the matanot. And this is telling us what Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani says. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani Omer Rav Yenison, Minayin she'ein notnim matana lekohen am haaretz. The Beis Din has to make a determination who's roy to eat the matnas kuna. You don't give the matnas kuna just to anybody. Shinemar vayomer la'am le'yoshvei Yerushalayim le'teit minat lekohanim v'alaviyim l'man yechezku b'torat Hashem. So that means davka kol ha'machazik b'torat Hashem yesh lo minat. You're giving it in order that these should be people that are the ones who are mechazik the Torah, that are shame of the Torah. So Kayin Amoretz, so he's not included. Einon mechazik b'torat Hashem ein lo minat. There's a person who's not using it properly and for the right purposes. Such a person isn't the zayat of the matnas kuna. Tosis explains that this davka if there is someone who is a chaver that you can give it to. If not, you should give it even to the Kohen Amoretz. Of course, it's questions of his eating it wrong, and such a different question. But over here, where there's no dinim in the achila, as well as the anikar, it's cool in the cold over. So over there, it's a lechatchila, who to give it to. But that's what mishpat means. Use judgment. And who should be the recipient of these gifts? No, the Torah does. It says mishpat. We see in Divrei Hayomim what the mishpat is. Tashma, Rav Yehuda ben Beseira Eimer, mishpat melamed shamatanot din. Yochel afilu chazer v'sherek din. You might think the same thing is true on the chazer v'sherek din. Now, what do you mean now? Because now this is really confusing. Oh my! Din lagavi what? Imalachoko b'dayonim. So what you're saying, because of a shok is lav b'dayonim b'choku. What does that mean? That the cause of a shok, you should give to a kain amaretz. You don't need judgment to give it to. That's ridiculous. The only thing that it means is to be able to take him to court. So now we see clearly that Rav Chisda is wrong. And the meaning of a matanot din is that you can sue for the matanot. And Rav Chisda telling you that if you're magic matanot kuna, you cannot be sued. What is he going to do with this? Answers Rav Chisda from my askinah, you know where you can sue. To otul yadeh. You're talking about the Kohen already received the matanot. And then you went ahead and ate them. And then you went ahead and ruined them. Obviously, what do you mean? I need a person to tell me you take something away from somebody who owns it? He got it. He keeps it. You take it, it's like stealing from his bank account. I need a person to tell me that. What am I, crazy? So obviously, Mila Mamra. No, it's not. What's the condition? Also, liyadei b'tivlayu. What happened over here is that the Kohen was zochet to it while it was still tevel. It wasn't yet even chayav. In other words, you hadn't been machrish the miser. You have tevel. And nonetheless, the Kohen, who insists, well, I got it, I'll give you back the rest of it, but I'm keeping the miser part, and you take it from him, he can sue you. Why? Because this Tana holds matanot shelo hurmu kemishu budamya. That a Kohen thing can be zocha in the matanos that are open to all kohanim. The zechiah in such a thing can help even if it's before the guy actually sets it aside to give. Masha'im came, the chazer v'shok. Since the chazer v'shok is not open to all kohanim, so already you can't say matanah shelo hurmu kemishu hurmu, because the chazer v'shok is only given to the kohanei hamishmar. In which case, it's no longer something that anybody could just go ahead and be zocher to.
Of course, it must have probably overrides,
but yeah, but if it wouldn't be, he's made it that it was lo hurmu. No raya, he's made it. So we need a post to tell me. Nonetheless, you took it from him, you're chayav to pay because matanah shelo hurmu kemishu hurmu. But it's basically that would be the finish of the puzzle, if this is the way we understand it, we'll leave it to Christus. There's other issues involved. They don't want to make life harder than it is.
Is it tevel?
It doesn't create tevel, but we call it tevel.
If you grab the whole sheep, is it okay? If you have the whole sheep, is it okay? I'll give you back.
No, it was given to him. He had it in his rishus. Now he gives back the sheep, but he keeps it.
So I tell you.
Yeah, it's not that he grabbed it. It was given. He was the shepherd or whatever the situation was. It was in his rishus. In the coin's rishus belonged to somebody else, and now he wants to keep the matanah.
Like
even as a shomer, that is what he tainted. It's in my rishus. This part is given to the coin, which I was already zochet. So the guy says, but I haven't even checked it yet. I don't know what you're talking about. How can you take it? I haven't even set it aside.
Oh,
he says, no, but I haven't taken it out. I haven't cut it up. So how are you going to take it?
But isn't the same problem as somewhere? The Baal decided which coin wants to give it to
him. I know if you know any. But now here it's too late. He gave it into his hand. That's what it's saying.
Yeah. Well, are there explanations here of the tension
between Yaakov and Laban?
Like
Laban and Yaakov was sort of deciding like
which ones go back to
Laban,
which one not.
That's
part of what
the rules are. Does this have something to do with your name?
Yeah, right.
You're surely not suggesting that your sheep belong to Laban. That's not John Selavan. Toshma, Baal Habayit, Shayao Vermi Makom Lamakom, Vitzarech Lito Leket Shikhupay Maiserani. It used to be that when you went from place to place, they did not have little machines that gave you money whenever you needed it. It used to be such a banana. It used to be.
Some people are still on now. How is that possible?
And so in those days, when people would wander from place to place, it was possible to actually run out of the money. And if you ran out of money, you could starve. So therefore you become an oni, and you have a right to take leket shikha and pay it. So this guy takes like a chikrupeya maizrani, so he's naitel. But when you get home, look, you should pay back what it is that you ate. Divrei Rabbi Elias. Now this is mashma. Yishalim is the pshat that you're going to pay. In other words, he can sue you if necessary. Somebody's going to make you pay. That's what yishalim means.
Well, as someone who is like a money, like as a kavua thing, not just because he happens to be traveling, then when is the lottery? Is he suddenly chayav?
No, because at that time he was a true ani. Oh. But Rebbe Eliezer holds an usher who is in a status of an ani, although he's allowed to take it and eat it, but he does have to pay it back because he isn't a real ani. So
since he has the theoretical capability of having the money. Well, see, this is a mafok.
He's on the one hand.
He's on the one hand on Oni Lagabi, the Heter of Akima, but he's an usher in terms of owing the money. Now, how can you owe the money unless we don't darshan the Zed business, right? You're telling me that once it's not here, I ate it already. So you're coming to tell me now I should pay it. So clearly, this is saying it from Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Chista is wrong. To which Rabbi Chista said, no, he's talking about me to succeed. In other words, your shalem doesn't mean he could take you in court. It means that if you personally feel, well, it was meant for me, I really had plenty of money in the bank, I'll pay it back. Sorry, very nice. It's a good thing to do. It's the right thing to do. It certainly doesn't mean it's a fiat.
There's an Anglo Tobin issue also here, right?
There's a what?
There's an Anglo Momachin Tobin issue also, because it's a
cloud. Both, yeah. Tosafot says that's a question on both shots. But according to both shots, it doesn't make sense to say Yishalim. And therefore, Rav Chista seems to be wrong, no matter how you understand Rav Chista. To which Rav Chista replies, it's Chassid. Omar Rava. So Rava, who heard the Talmidim and the Yeshiva saying this over, he heard the question that they were saying and their quarter of Chista's answer. So Rava said to them, what's the matter, you guys? That's not what happened. First of all, how do you think Rav Chista would have said that it's a Midas Chassidus where Rav Eliezer says Yishalem? Yishalem doesn't mean Yishalem if you like. Yishalem means you're going to pay. You're going to pay means that you could be taken to court. You're mechuyev to pay. So Tana Tani Yishalem Ba'at Amit Midas Chassidus. What kind of business is that? Behold, besides, how did you think that when you have a Mishnah that contains a sheet of Rebbe Eliezer and a sheet of the Chachamim that we're going to ask from Rebbe Eliezer, and we're going to ask from the Chachamim, why do you think they asked for Rebbe Eliezer? You have the whole thing wrong. Mid Rebbe Eliezer, Lake and Valesum. You want me to tell you what really happened? What really happened was like this. The question was asked in the safe of the Mishnah, Libra Chachamim. The Chachamim, as Bob just pointed out, say, look, if you want to win the lottery afterwards, so we didn't say you're going to pay it back because now you win the lottery. At the time, you were an ani. Say the Chachamim, Oni Hayabo Tasha'a, the fact that you can't get your money, so you're not liquid, you have no, basically you're an ani. You don't have any money. Therefore, Mi'ikar Hadin, you had a right to take it. Why now that you're rich do you have to pay back what you took at the time that you were an ani? So, what do you see from there? That the Chachamim are saying, oh, since you were an ani, you don't have to pay back. But had you illicitly taken the food, you were an usher, and you would have been a mazik matameh, and you would have been an islam, then you would have to pay back. Isn't that what they're saying? The only time it is, well, I mean, Lord, why should I have to pay back? You had a right to take it. But if he didn't have a right to take it, then it would have been Yishalem. Now that's a problem. Now is Rav Chista going to handle that? On that, says Rava to the Talmidim, on that, Rav Chista says, the Chachamim never said Yishalem. It's an inference. That is part, meaning that you wouldn't have said Potter. Okay, what would you have said? That it was a Midas Chassidus to do something about it. Fine. That Rav Chista said, that's all it means. The implication is an implication of Midas Chassidus. For Asher Mishalim, a Ma'ala, the Kamasik Matanah, for Shachlan, and on this, some Rav Chista Midas Chassidus, Shanukan. So, therefore, we don't have any questions on Rav Chista. Okay, how about for this? Tashma, Minai, in the Ba'ala Bayit, Shachal, Perotav, Tvalim. How do we know if a Ba'ala Bayit eats his Perot before taking off the Ma'is of the Chlam? So now he was Geren that there should be no matzanis to the telling the lady. Or a lady who ate his maisa without taking off Truma's maisa. So now what is he? So he's a mazik. Nonetheless, minayin shepotur min hatashlumin. How do we know that he's potur min hatashlumin? Talmud lomar. Lo yachalalu et kachshei b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu. Ha! The reason that you're potur is because ein l'chavayim ela misha'at haramah ve'ela. The Kohen and the Levi only have rights once you set aside the Truma Maisa. Okay, very good. So what would have been then if you would have been Mazik or eat it? If it had have been after you had been set it aside, you would have been fired. Because the only reason it's your potter is because you had set it aside. No. Okay, but according to Rav Chista, you'd be potter even if you had set it aside. The
because it says zeh, or because it's lo mashen lo tayvim. Now you can explain this. Ha mishaat harama ve'elek miya mishalein. Amai. According to this, why should you have to pay? It's exactly the same case that with Kahan, with Kista said, Lagabi, the case of Matnos Kahuna. Over here, it's the same situation. Lagabi, the Matanot Aniyim. Explain this to me. Said the Gemara, you know how Rav Kista will explain it. He'll say the same thing he said before when he asked him from the case of the Kohen. He'll say, it's talking about that the Kohen got this as a shomer. We asked the Balabayas, gave him the tevel, and when he came to take the tevel back, the Kohen said, by the way, I've taken off the part that I was going to get. You were going to get, what do you mean? I didn't make up my mind who to give it. Too bad, it was in my rishus, and I was already zoning it. Because Saba Haitana Matanot Shalom Rumu, Kamishu Abu Dhabia. So you see from here that according to him, he has basically, it's as if it was already Nichnas Liyade. It was Nichnas Liyade, so he's already a Muksatan.
But
that's something else. You could be so there from the going, but Lamaita, he already has it. So now, there's no kasha on Rav Kista. So far, Rav Kista seems to be making perfectly good sense. So the Gadarsh and the Lashon of Zeh to tell me that Malamed, that your potter, or he has his other limits, which is that it's Mamash and his other swan. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure as usual, although we did miss our sabotage. Sorry? Who? Who's leaving? What are you talking about? What? Did you hear today, Sylvia?
Yes,
so also the other people lie. I mean, once you're there, then can't take it away. Too late.